The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score on Long Island, the New York Islanders 4 and the San Jose Sharks 3. Attendance tonight, 15,832 fans at UBS Arena. Time now for our instant replay to tell you exactly how things happened. Well, the first period, the Sharks came out energetically, intensively, and effectively. They outshot the Islanders with 16 shots on goal in the first to the Islanders' 8. But very early on, it became apparent that veteran goaltender Ilya Sorokin was on his game. Not cleared out. Shot by the Islanders block. Could be a break for Toffoli. Protecting the puck as he comes to center ice. He spins. He leads to Smith. Now to Celebrini. Down the left. Back for Smith. Tips it on goal. And a save made by the goaltender Sorokin in the opening 25 seconds of the first. The sleepover line comes up big. Wow, what an opportunity there with the sleepover line. Toffoli, Smith, and Celebrini put back together. And they would continue, and the Sharks would continue with another big chance. But again, it was an opportunity for the goaltender to make a big save with a score 0-0. Back in the corner of the offensive end, Sharks put it back to the point. Ferraro gets the blast away, but it hit a skater, a body in front, and Matt Barzell able to scoot out to center ice. He gives it away to Orloff. Nice anticipation. 2-on-1 developing with Gaudette. Here's Gaudette getting the lead, walking in, shooting it, and a great save by Sorokin, who is the number one guy on the ice right now for the Islanders. We've played 4 minutes and 42 seconds. San Jose with at least 3 golden chances, but it's still 0-0. Couple of big saves by the Islander goaltender and an amazing opportunity there in that situation. Meantime, we also have a second period save and a third period save or two by Sorokin as he had a spectacular night. Pellick, stick handling, sends it ahead to Anders Lee. Headman feed, Shabanov bats one down, goes one-on-one against Dickinson, spins away from him, gains the zone, threw it in front of the net, Desharnais knocked it aside. Headman feed, here comes Will Smith, down the left, turns away, goes over to Dickinson, shot on goal, and that's a great stand-up save by Sorokin against Sam Dickinson, looking for his first in the NHL. But the Sharks would take the lead early, shorthanded at 8:29. Colin Graf, who really had a brilliant game, scored his first goal of the season. But you have to credit Ty Dellandrea with an equally brilliant play to get control of the puck and slide it to the Sharks winger. And here comes Barzell through center ice now for the Islanders. Tries to throw on the left to Horvat. Knocked away there by Dellandrea. He's moving down the ice with Graf. Lead pass, Graf. Shoot, score! Spectacular shorthanded goal for the Sharks. Dellandrea gets it to Colin Graf. And at 8:29 of the first, the Sharks have the 1-0 lead. Oh, that was a sweet goal by Colin Graf from Dellandrea at 8:29. Shorthanded, but unfortunately the Islanders would tie it at 9:26 during that same power play as Bo Horvat would get his fifth of the year. A brilliant pass from Matt Barzell. And, of course, Matthew Schaefer, the 18-year-old phenom, extended his career starting point-scoring streak to 6 consecutive games. Barzell with it, being watched by Dellandrea and Letty, being influenced. It got back. What a keep in there by Schaefer. He kept the play going and alive. And now here's Barzell getting the feed, fitting it across, and they score! Horvat getting the puck. He's a left shot in the right circle, and that was a pretty great keep in by Schaefer that was the key to it, but then a pretty nice pass too from Barzell over to the captain of the Islanders, Bo Horvat, and it's 1-1, and that is a power play goal for New York. Incredible. At that point, it was 1-1. But a minute and 4 seconds later, a little bobble turnover by the Desharnais and Dickinson pair behind the San Jose net put the puck on the stick of Casey Cizikas, and the fourth line center for the Islanders would make it a 2-1 game. Siprakov trying to work it free there. It's poked loose. They score! Poked loose from behind the net, and Casey Cizikas beats Desharnais to the puck right on the right side of Askarov. No chance for the Sharks netminder, and the Islanders take a 2-1 lead with 9:30 to go in the first. Then, in the second period, the Sharks once again would tie the game. Adam Gaudette, who appeared to be not feeling well in the morning, wasn't sure if he was going to be healthy enough to go, did suit up, and he came up with this play.
Sharks able to dump it back into the Islander end. Adam Boquist, right-handed shooting defenseman, spins one around the boards, not out, club down by Dickinson. He sends a quick play off the corner boards behind the net. Now in front, Misa goes out in front, and Gaudette scores! The key to that whole play was Dickinson keeping it in the zone. Just like Schaefer did before him, he keeps it in, dumps to the corner, it winds up, fed out in front, Misa to Gaudette, and the Sharks have tied the game at two.
Boy, that was a great goal by Adam Gaudette, his second, and Dickinson kept the play in, did not get an assist, because when he did keep it in, he got it to Colin Graf, a beautiful feed over to Misa after winning a battle, and Misa, a very calm and collected pass, very skillfully done to Gaudette, who banged it home. Adam Gaudette's second of the season from Misa and Graf at 14-16. It was 2-2 at that point in period number one, but then a catastrophic moment as the Sharks give up a goal with 32 seconds left in the period. Emil Heineman just gets the drawback. Anthony Duclair gets a pass exchanged, and now it's Boquist cross ice. Schaefer the shot, pad save by Askarov. Stops the angle shot on the rebound. It goes in, but the question is, did they blow the whistle? Anders Lee says no, and now the officials are going to talk about it. The Islanders will win an Oscar for celebrating to try to sell this goal. And it looks like it may very well count, but we'll see. They're all going to talk about it. I thought I heard a whistle. During a power play for the Islanders, Emil Heineman just kept jamming at the puck. Anders Lee made a lot of that work. The Sharks got a little miscommunicated on the defense at the side of Askarov, and they just slipped it past the goaltender. The question was, did it cross the goal line before the whistle blew? And as it turned out after a review, the call on the ice stood. It was a goal. Heineman, his third, from Anders Lee and Maxim Shabanov, and that was a tough goal for the Sharks to give up, but they would continue to try to stay in this. In the second period, the Islanders would make it a 4-2 game. Here comes Schaefer jumping up into the play confidently. Sends on the right, Palmieri moves in, shoots it to the net, save made, Duclair at the doorstep, stuffed, score! Matthew Schaefer, the kid from the Ontario Hockey League, in his very first season, gets the rebound of that shot. What a save that Askarov made off Duclair, but it popped back over and right place, right time for Schaefer. And it is 4-2, Islanders. Matthew Schaefer, his second point of the night. Matthew Schaefer, his second goal of the season, just a brilliant finish off of Duclair and Palmieri passes, and so it was 4-2, Islanders. It came to the third period. About halfway through at 10-16, Macklin Celebrini would come up with a huge goal to get the Sharks back in.
Sharks down by two goals. Letty feeds it ahead to Will Smith. Smith to center. Smith across the line. He dumps into the left corner and gives chase. Sent behind the net by Pulick. Ferraro, nice pinch, kept it in with his stick. Loose play. Ferraro picks up. Goes back to the left point. Orlov to the middle. Here's Celebrini. Shoot, score! Macklin Celebrini, a spectacular shot off an Orlov pass right up top on Sorokin, and it's a one-goal game. Celebrini getting it at 10-16 of the third.
Just a great goal for Macklin Celebrini, his second from Orlov. Nice pass. Ferraro, great battle win to poke the puck back to his defense partner, and at 10-16 of the third with plenty of time left, the Sharks were down by one. But at that point, the Islanders started to play really strong defense. They started to hold on to the puck, make it more difficult for the Sharks to move through the center ice, and just basically ate up minutes during the course of the third period. In the middle of it all, the Sharks had some opportunities. However, Ilya Sorokin made some big saves, and it came down to the final moments with the netminder pulled, and unfortunately it did not go in. And a frustrating moment for Macklin Celebrini as he smashes his stick on the dasher boards right by the bench after the Sharks lost this game by the score of 4-3. So San Jose is winless in their first six games this season. The shots on goal were 36-27 in favor of the Sharks, but no matter. The final score, the Islanders 4 and the Sharks 3. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.